And down here in regional Victoria, we're in lockdown 2.0. Yes. I think after the first time we all thought, yes, we've done it.
Oh, we beat it.
And we didn't think it was a merry-go-round and that it would come back again. Yes. But it can have a lot of impacts on our mental health, our psychological kind of elements as well. So this morning we're joined by human behaviour expert from Finding Your Why. This is Amy Jacobson. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
No, thank you very much for coming on. Amy, I'm going to ask a question. Apologies if it's rude. How does one become a human behaviour expert?
Oh, I think we get way too fascinated with what happens with other people's minds and behaviours. So it is really about it's understanding what really makes people tick and why we react the way that we do. So I've got a bit of an obsessive fascination for it. So it's about watching lots of people and really learning about the brain and how it all works.
With isolation, confinement, what can it actually do to our brain other than just boredom and a bit of insanity?
Yeah, so, I mean, we know that we've never in Australia been in a lockdown before like this, so where we've had restricted times on curfews and things like that. So what we've been doing is really looking at the comparison between life in jail, which is quite extreme, but, you know, isolation and solitary confinement is something that we've been using for centuries when it comes to jail, and the impacts on the mind in that is quite extreme. So we're really trying to balance that at the moment to make sure that people don't go down that path. So what happens in our mind is that we get very caught up. I mean, there's nothing else for us to do, right? We're stuck in this kind of, in this area. And thankfully, most of our houses aren't 6x8 cells. But what happens is our mind gets so caught up and has very little to do that it can go round and round in circles and actually start to question our own sanity. And our areas of our mind, like our hippocampus, actually struggles because that's where we start to learn and that's where we actually create our memories. And when there's no learning happening and no memories being created, the other part of our mind, our amygdala, goes into overdrive, which is our fear, our anxiety and our extreme emotions that start to question things.
Very interesting. Now.
Great use of the word amygdala as well. Did I say it wrong? You're more
amygdala.
Confident. Yeah, very good. Okay, so what can we do while we're sitting in isolation to keep our hippocampus ticking along? What are some strategies we can do?
All right, five key things. The main thing we're trying to do here is keep our mind active and keep it learning and creating some type of new memory. So the first thing that I would say, if you've got windows, use them. So letting that fresh air, I know it's a bit cold at the moment in all different places of Victoria, but open the window, get fresh air, have a look out the window just to give your mind a different look and scenery.
Okay.
The second thing is challenge your mind in any way possible, just something that it needs to really think about to be able to do. So whether that's craft or puzzles or reading or studying or baking or anything online, as long as your mind is actually actively working and learning something and being challenged. The third thing is keep active. So all of our body is actually feeding our mind as well. So with that oxygen flowing around, you're getting more to your mind. So even if, you know, if you're stuck in a unit or you're stuck in somewhere and you can't go outside or you've already done your hour outside of exercise, do something inside that is physical so that you're actually getting that body active as well. The fourth thing, maintain social interaction. So we are so lucky today to have the technology that we have. So you can jump onto Zoom or social media or, you know, even send a smart device to your elderly family or friends somewhere that may not have one and organize time to talk to other people. So the more time we're talking to other people, the less time we're talking to ourselves, which is always
I'm talking to the dog a little bit, but that's all right.
When the dog starts answering, that's when we start to get worried. The fifth thing I say is get creative. It's fantastic to see how creative people are getting with like things like driveway trivia and driveway exercising and dancing on social media and community page lives that we're seeing going around. So the more creative we can get, that is your mind. It is giving something really challenging for your mind to do, and getting creative actually brings in a totally different part of our mind. And that's that emotional side where you start to have the feelings towards it. So the key is do anything that it takes to keep your mind learning and growing and creating memories.
5 fab things to do.
Well, and for more tips and tricks on to not go insane, you can go to this website, Finding Your Why, and it's the letter Y, not the word Y, findingyourwhy.com.au. Amy Jacobson, thank you so much. We'll take those 5 tips forward and hopefully a hippocampus.
I can't wait to stimulate my hippocampus.
And our midwinter can just stay where it needs to.